1500 till south of runway 27. Cessna pilot, you're doing a great job. Put her down, pink dot, runway 18 right, clear to land.
Welcome into another AirVenture audio cast from AvWeb for this Friday, July 27th, 2007. Brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Well, Cirrus surprised most of us at EAA AirVenture this week with the announcement that it will enter the light sport aircraft market. Rather than design an aircraft, it's adapting the German-built FK-14 Microlite to the LSA market. AvWeb's Russ Niles met up with Cirrus co-founder Dale Klapmeyer to discuss the philosophy and direction of the company in joining this new market sector.
So, Dale, what made you go with the slick little German plane that's outside your booth?
Well, the main reason that we chose this is it looks like a Cirrus. You know, it certainly has a family resemblance. But the most important thing is it's a fun little airplane. It's a lot of fun to fly. It's appealing to the younger generation. And the biggest threat on aviation, the biggest threat to all of us, is that we're not attracting enough kids into aviation. We don't have the kids lined up at the fence anymore, dreaming about the airplanes out there to fly. This airplane, I think, can do that. It's exciting airplane to fly. It's exciting to look at. It's something that I think will appeal to people to get the fun back into this and hopefully get the 18-year-olds coming back to the airport.
It's a low wing, mostly composite. I see some fabric on this one. What's it going to be like after Cirrus is finished with it?
Well, the main thing is that it's going to be a trainer for our current line airplanes. So some of the things that we're looking at doing is it has to have tow brakes. We want to have a swiveling nose gear, like our whole line of airplanes, again, just to help familiarize somebody with that setup. There's some switches, some ergonomic changes that we have to do inside the cabin. But the main difference is that it's designed as a Microlite by Peter Funk, FK Aircraft in Germany. It needs to be certified as in the LSA category here in the States. So that will require some changes to the airplane. A few design changes, but the spec's going to be a little bit different for a LSA than what they are as a Microlite.
Right back with more from Cirrus co-founder Dale Klapmeyer right after this. Today's coverage from Oshkosh is presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Oregon Aero now offers the complete solution to painful noisy aviation headsets with new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero headset upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep the head and ears cool and dry. Visit OregonAero.com to select a headset upgrade kit today. Now here's more of Russ Niles' conversation with Cirrus co-founder Dale Klapmeyer about the new Cirrus LSA.
It's too fast, isn't it?
It is a tad too fast, but you know, as you can imagine, it's pretty easy to make an airplane go slower. You know, we have to add steps to it to make it a little easier to get in and out of the airplane. So there's a number of things. It'll probably add a little bit of drag. We're going to add a little weight to it. That'll also slow it down. But it's a fun problem to have, to say, you know, we've got to make the airplane a couple of knots slower.
My experience has been that there are essentially two markets for these airplanes right now. It's old guys who are worried about their medicals and the training market. The training market has yet to materialize for LSAs in any significant way. What are you going to do to change that?
That's true. I mean, LSAs are going to fit into a lot of different aspects. The LSA market as it stands right now, and when you go talk to most of these companies out there, the problem is so many of them think that they've got the airplane that will do everything. You know, they're advertising them as a great cross-country airplane, the great trainer, the short field, in and out puddle jumper. You know, it's a little bit of the do-everything airplane. And this industry, the LSA segment of the industry, has been so focused on the fact that you can fly it without a medical the last few years that that's become a big aspect of it. And it's a little scary to me looking at our industry, where we've created a segment of our industry and a very progressive segment of our industry around people who no longer can get a medical. we need to be creating the largest, most exciting segment of the market around the people that not only can get a medical but have a huge, long career in aviation ahead of them. Not to belittle the fact that you can fly it without a medical, but there's a lot of great airplanes out there that are terrific, fun, sport airplanes, but that's not what we're after. We're not looking for the guy to come up and say, you know, I'm about to lose my medical. Tell me about your airplane. We want the other end of the spectrum. We need to, as an industry, get a spark in this industry. I mean, the number of pilots is dwindling at a great rate. We don't have enough people coming in. We don't have the exciting projects or the exciting products out there that just will get the 18 to 35-year-old person just totally enthused. And when you get somebody right out of high school flying, when they start their careers and their families and all of the competition on time and money that faces a young family, it's a real tough time to start learning to fly. And then as they get into their 40s, when they can afford the other airplanes that we build, there's a lot of other things they can be doing with their money. They maybe don't choose aviation. We need to spark this industry with, we need to get high schoolers out there at the airport. And to do that, they got to have something that they just see as exciting and fun, and and that's what drove us towards this particular design and what we're after with it. Things like it's got to have a stick in it, because that's, again, the most intuitive way to learn to fly, but it's also fun. The big bubble canopy, I mean, you feel like you're flying a P-51 when you're in there, and you just get out of the airplane and you get so pumped flying this thing that when you get out, it's first thing that the kid's going to do is sign up for his next flight. And we haven't had that for an awful long time in aviation. Instead, you get out of an airplane and it's, I got to work for the next 3 months to pay for another hour and that type of thing. We just, we can't be there. Another thing with this airplane, we're using the Rotex engine in it. Being designed as a trainer, again, a fun airplane, but it's going to be doing a lot of training. It's going to be in our Cirrus training centers, and we believe it's going to be in FBOs all across the country as a trainer. Well, the one thing that trainers do is go around the patch hour after hour after hour, and an airplane has to be quiet to do that, because as we want to and we strive to build back aviation and get the enthusiasm of aviation, we got to make sure that we don't put pressure on the airport, that we don't bring out all the neighbors against the airport as soon as we start bringing students to it. And this airplane is extremely quiet. It is very, very neighbor-friendly. And that's an aspect that is vitally important to this industry.
What about the actual logistics of getting these airplanes into the hands of the trainers and into your own training centers? Is Cirrus getting into the flight training business?
No, Cirrus isn't going to get into the flight training business any different than we already are. We're setting up flight programs, training programs. We're working very closely with Jeppesen, creating flight programs and training programs, but we're not going to be the trainers. We've got our transition courses for the 20 and 22, which are bar none the best in the industry. We're going to have with Jeppesen the same type of thing for the LSAs. We want to make it very easy for an FBO to buy our airplane, have all of the training materials ready to go for them to be able to jump into a profitable venture with our LSA. So that's extremely important. We're not going to compete with that. We're going to help facilitate just that.
Well, one of the ways to make it easy for an FBO to buy your airplane is to keep the price down. What's this one going to come in at?
Well, we're going to be competitive there. Now, we're not going to be the cheapest by any means. I don't think we'll be the most expensive, but I think we'll be offering tremendous value. And some of the other things that we can offer with Cirrus is, we've got 167 service centers. We can offer a service network immediately. We have 35 Cirrus training centers. We've got Cirrus instructors all across the country that will transition, help make it so they can transition pilots into and train in the LSA. So we've got a network and an infrastructure that can really help spur this on.
Cirrus co-founder Dale Klapmeyer from On Location at EAA AirVenture 2007 at Oshkosh. Hey, if you're attending AirVenture this week in Oshkosh, be sure and stop by the AFWeb booth and say hello. We'll be signing up folks at booths 105 through 108 in the vendor hangars throughout the show, and we'd love to meet some of our readers. We'll be producing news reports live from the booth, and some of our most frequent contributors have agreed to do special one-hour stints in the booth, so if you'd like to put some faces with the names, be sure and stop by and talk to us. Today's coverage from On Location at Oshkosh, Wisconsin was brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. For AvWeb Audio, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.